Hi everyone, welcome to the Chat with Tea podcast. If you are new and if you have been here before, then welcome back to the Chat with Tea podcast. I'm your host Tamisia, but you can call me Tea. I'm so excited to be back. Like, I really miss doing this. I miss speaking on that real shit. Like, I'm here, I'm back, and I'm ready to talk about some stuff today. I've already pre-recorded the episode, so this is just like a separate intro, but I hope that you guys enjoy it. I'm talking about fast tail girls and just how I hate the term, like, fast and grown, all the sexualization of little black girls, how our bodies are so policed as soon as we come out the womb. It really robs us of our innocence as little black girls, and it was just something that I really did want to talk about. And I also just spoke about how, you know, the over-sexualization and our bodies being so over-policed, it doesn't stop when we're kids. Even as adults, as grown women, we still have people who are truly over-sexualizing us and over-policing our bodies. And, you know, it just starts at a really young age and never really ends. But it is something that I really did feel passionate about, and I wanted to talk about it some more. And yeah, I truly hope you guys enjoy, and thank you so much for tuning in.
All right. So today I want to talk about fast tail girls. Shout out to my fast tail girls, the girls who were called fast or grown growing up, wherever the case may be. But you wasn't fast or grown, baby. Yeah, that's been on my mind for a minute because I've been having random flashbacks of like things that I've experienced as a child and as a teenager. And it just makes me so angry just thinking about it. I hate the term fast. I hate the term like, oh, she's being grown. I despise it because little black girls are always so over-sexualized and our bodies are so like police as soon as we come into this world, right? There's so many rules and there's so many regulations for us to carry ourselves and how we should live in this world as soon as we come out the womb. And that bothers me. Like, that really, really, really bothers me. I remember growing up, one time, I think I was like 13, 14 years old. And I think I had just finished my period or something like that. And I was like spotting. By the time I didn't know what that was, I was just like, oh, like, this is weird. So I remember talking to my mom. Like, I had asked her. I was like, Mom, like, I'm spotting. And she's like, oh, Tamisia isn't messing with boys, is she? I was like, no. That was so weird. And thinking about it now, like, oh my goodness. Like, I was upset then, but I'm angry now for my inner teenager because, like, why would you say that? Why would you not say, oh, like, you know, that's normal, you're spotting, or, oh, let's go to the doctor. It might not be, you know, a cause for concern. Like, none of that. And it's just so crazy because, like, I'm having a genuine concern about my growing body. I'm going through puberty. I've never spotted before. Like, that was the first time. So I was like, what the hell is going on? And here you are thinking I'm being promiscuous or messing with boys. And that is how it starts. Like, the over-sexualization of little black girls, our bodies being policed, it starts at a very young age and it starts at home. Like, more than likely, you're gonna hear that BS from like your mom or your dad or your grandma. Like, you're gonna hear that as a young girl at home. Like, it really all starts at home. That pisses me off. Oh my God. I remember another time, I was like 17 and I was going to visit my boyfriend at the time. He lived around the corner from the nail salon. So I'm walking or whatever. It wasn't a far walk, really. I had on a white crop top and I had on green cargo shorts. So I'm walking. And in my peripherals, I see like two, I don't know if they was bums or not, but they was like sitting on a stoop, like on some steps, just drinking in the broad daylight. So, I mean, why you not at work? Why you not at work? Are you sitting outside drinking? So I guess they was bums. But I'm walking or whatever. And, you know, it's quiet. You know, it's chill. This is before graduation. So it's like early June maybe. And I'm walking or whatever. And I hear like oh, look at her with that crop top on. Oh, she thinks she grown with her fast ass, things like that. Oh, if that was my daughter, I wouldn't let her dress like that. This, that, and the third. And they wasn't talking loud, but they were at the same time. But it was just so weird. And I knew they were talking about me because I was literally the only person outside at the time. I'm like, I'm the only person outside. And then I looked at them and they're like dead staring at me. Like they didn't even try to look away. Like they was dead looking at me. And I was like, this is mad fucking weird. I started running or whatever. And I felt myself getting like overwhelmed. You know, I got thick skin, but like, that right there, that really set me off because you don't know me. Like, I'm walking, minding my business, and you're making comments on my body. You're making comments on what I'm wearing. You don't know me from a can of paint, but I'm fast and I'm grown because I have a crop top on and cargo shorts on. It doesn't make any sense. Why are you making comments on my body? And this is what girls have to deal with growing up. Like, you're not even trying to be grown. You're just trying to live your, you know, life as an adolescent or as a teenager. And people will project onto you and they will try to mature you in a way by saying things like, oh, you're wearing a crop top or you're wearing shorts. Oh, you have really big boobs. Like, and that was another thing growing up too. I had a lot of friends and even cousins who were very top heavy and top heavy, like big boobs, basically. Family members or peers or whatever, or other people who just saying like, oh, cover up or things like that, or weird, creepy men like looking at them in a way like, this girl is 12 years old and you're literally looking at her like a creep. That bothers me so much. Like, it's so crazy how we're just sexualized at such a young age. Like, I can't even be a kid. I can't be a teenager because it's grown ass people. It's always grown ass people with these nasty ideologies and these ways of thinking, and they're trying to project that on children. Children, kids who are going through puberty, learning about their body. These are people who are going through the changes, right? You're seeing your body developed. I started growing stretch marks on my butt at 12 years old. Can you imagine? I was mortified. I said, oh my God, what is this? Like, I'm literally growing a little butt. And it's crazy. Like, not only am I going through puberty and I'm watching my body grow and change, but now there's a target on my back now. Parents, right? Family members, creepy old men, or just creepy men in general. And then you got weird hater women who are grown too, who hate on little girls as well. But we'll talk about that later because that's another thing too. I remember it was senior year. I was in college. Mind you, I'm like 20, 21, I think. Senior year, I was doing my internship out in West Orange at Essex County Probation. And I went in one day, you know, I had a blazer on, white like blouse on, and I had a long pencil skirt and it had like a tiny slit at the bottom, but it wasn't too much to where it was showing a whole bunch of legs because I'm a tall girl and I got legs for days, honey. But it wasn't showing no legs. It wasn't showing no legs. And you know, the people there were complimenting me or whatever, like, oh, you look so nice. You look very beautiful today. I love the skirt. Love your outfit. I was like, oh, like, thank you. I got sent home that day. You want to know why? Because the director lady or vice president, whatever, whoever she was, she tried to say that my outfit was inappropriate. She tried to say, oh, like, it's inappropriate and I have to go home. Mind you, I didn't have a car at the time. So from Montclair to West Orange, like that was a trip taking an Uber. That was like $20+. You think I'm gonna go home or go back to my dorm room, change and come back? Is it crack? Is that what you're smoking? She was tripping. And it was because I was getting attention and I was getting compliments and she didn't like that. And it might not be a black thing as a black woman. If another black woman, especially someone that's growner and older than you know, them older black women, if they don't like to see you get compliments or, you know, they're not secure in themselves, you are a target. You're a target and they need to eliminate you. And that's what she did. She sent me home. I had to go home. I had to Uber back to my dorm room. I was so sick. All because I had a tiny slit in my skirt. But not even that. It was simply because I was getting compliments and she was just trying to find anything to send me home. And that's exactly what she did. So the policing don't stop. This doesn't just happen when you're a child and when you're a teenager. No, as a grown woman, you're still policed. You still have a target on your back. It's a lot of things in the Black community that are deemed as grown. And this also really pisses me off. First of all, red nails. How the fuck is red nail polish deemed as like whorish or slutty? Like, who even came up with that? Who said, oh my God, like, you got red nails on, you're a whore. Oh my God, red nails? Slut. Like, who came up with that? Who deemed that as that? Like, who made that a thing? Because you have red nail polish on, you're a hoe? I could not wear red nail polish growing up. And I don't know if that's the same experience for y'all, but that has always been a thing. I just thought that's really weird. Also, hoop earrings. But, like, I've always loved hoop earrings, but I could not get into them until I was, like, away. Like, I really couldn't wear hoops until, like, I graduated high school and was going off to college. Because, basically, I wear what I want. You're telling me kids can't wear hoop earrings? That's very weird to me. Oh, another thing. Crop tops. I love, 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 love crop tops. But I really couldn't start wearing them until, like, the end of high school and going into college. Unfortunately. On top of that, this wasn't my issue, but I know for others that distressed or like ripped jeans is seen as grown also. How the hell a style of jeans is grown? Shorts. This was not my experience, but I've heard from other Black girls who growing up, if they were having male company coming over, they had to go change out their shorts. Follow me. You don't think it's weird that you have to tell your daughter that she has to go change her clothing because a male relative or a male friend of the family or whatever is coming over? You don't think that's weird? Because there is no reason why your child has to go change out of her clothing because you have a man or a man coming over. We need to start talking about these men. It's not the kids. It's not the little girls. It's the men. That bothers me. That pisses me off, actually. That's my rant. I was really fired up the other day. I'm much better now. So I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the solutions. But again, shout out to my fast tail girls. Shout out to my fast girls, my promiscuous girls, my grown girls. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to us. I think one of the biggest things that I'm trying to do and that I think we all need to be doing is to speak on it. We need to speak up and speak out when we see that little girls, little Black girls are being overly sexualized and being over-policed because of what they're wearing, what type of hairstyle they have, what type of accessories they have. We need to be speaking on these things because as children, they can't really voice their opinion or people aren't gonna really listen to children. You know how some people treat kids like, they don't got a voice. You can be seen, but you cannot be heard. You know what I'm trying to say? So I think as adults, we need to be on the forefront of standing up for them and being the voice for them. Speak on it. Those people who do that to little girls and little kids in general, they need to be outed. Like, they don't deserve to be at peace. There are so many grown people who have over-sexualized and policed and have really robbed little girls of their childhood. Like, little Black girls are just that, little Black girls. And they don't deserve to have their childhood like sped up because of grown weird adults who project onto them their ideologies and their narratives and their agendas that they have. And we have to be better than older generations. Like, I feel like a lot of them are stuck in their ways. I'm not gonna like crap on everybody because there probably are some people from the older generations who are genuinely trying to unlearn unhealthy habits and ways of thinking. Like, I'll give them that. There probably are some out there that are, but a lot of them are stuck in their ways, and there is their way or the highway. Their way of thinking is just their way of thinking, and it's just set in stone. So we have to be able to be that generation moving forward to protect the newer generations, even ourselves too. Like, if it's healing for you to speak out or speak up on what has happened to you in your childhood because of what the older generation has done to you, speak up and speak out. Like, don't hold that in, don't hold back, do so. That could be healing for you, and that can also serve as healing for someone else. You know what I'm trying to say? So yeah, we have to like eradicate the fast tail girl, the fast, the grown narrative, the agenda. Like, we gotta eradicate it. It has to end with us. Like, I am sending my love, I'm sending my healing, and I am sending prayers to all the fast tail girls, all the girls who are deemed fast and who are deemed grown because, you know, they started developing real early. They were around weird, creepy adults. People were projecting onto them because they're jealous. I'm sending all my love, all my healing, all my prayers to y'all because it's hard. And I think that my inner teenager is angry, but I'm trying to heal her. I think she was mad as hell because I'm growing up and it's just grown people who are trying to project onto me. There are grown people who are trying to make me feel less than. There are grown people who were trying to, not even trying to, they did. They succeeded, unfortunately. And that's why teenage me is mad as hell. Like, my inner child is mad as hell. But you know, they did so much and it was just unnecessary. It wasn't needed. It wasn't called for. And I have sympathy for the women who were labeled as fast or grown growing up, because sometimes you are your environment. You learn from what you grew up around. But part of me, I can acknowledge and give you empathy, but I can also acknowledge that it was messed up. You had a chance to do better. You had a chance to not over-sexualize me. You had a chance to not police my growing body. Like, you had a chance not to. You know what I mean? But you went ahead with your way of thinking and with the previous generation's way of thinking. And you didn't have to do that. So I believe in duality. I got empathy for you, but I'm also coming for you because you could have went about it a different way. Like, you could have healed that part of you. You could have done better as a caregiver, as a nurturer. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you could have been better as an adult, as a person. So that's how I feel about it.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It means the absolute world. I hope that you all enjoyed this episode. New episodes are officially back as of this Thursday, October 5th. And I'm looking forward to recording the next episode. I have so much in store for you all. And I'm literally jumping out of my skin with excitement because I just have so much I want to share. Don't forget to follow the podcast Instagram page at the CWT Podcast. And you can follow my main page, the host. I'm obviously the host. My Instagram is itsmesia.x. I'll also be posting stuff on my TikTok page, which is the same as my Instagram page. It's misia.x. And yeah, I'm looking forward to sharing so much more content with you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that this, you know, conversation has maybe sparked something within you. You know, whether this has made something come up for you, or maybe this is something that you want to look into, or, you know, do a little bit more research on your own. But I do encourage all of you to, like I said in the episode, to just be mindful and to, you know, be aware of the narratives that are pinned to little Black girls and how we can, you know, not rob them of their childhood and not rob them of their innocence, because little Black girls are just that, little Black girls. Like, they don't deserve to be, you know, looked at as grown or fast or promiscuous or overly sexualized. And, you know, we really just have to do better at protecting our babies and, you know, being more mindful of the language and, you know, how we look at them. And it definitely it's programmed, right? It's programmed in us. It's something that has been passed down to us and it has happened to us. And, you know, I think a way for it to end is for us to acknowledge, you know, how, you know, this has played a role in our life, if it has, or maybe if you have not been over-sexualized or over-policed as a little Black girl. If you're a guy listening to this, maybe, you know, you've grown up in a household or around, you know, male figures who, you know, tell you to sexualize women and tell you, like, yeah, women, you know, they don't deserve autonomy, right? Like, you have to take control, you have to take charge, like, you have to be the one to do all of this. I can't speak from the perspective of a male, but I may have to come back and do this because I would love to talk to a male about maybe their perspective of being over-sexualized or how they're taught at a young age to view women and, you know, things of that nature. So that is actually, let me write that down because I would actually love to come back and talk about that because I would love to see it from that perspective too. It's important for us to just be mindful of all of this and to just defend children as best as we can because, you know, they can't do it on their own. They're kids and they deserve to have a happy, healthy childhood. And so we just have to do better. We have to be better and we have to want better. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in and I will see you on the next episode of Chat with T.